Category management was supposed to streamline how the government buys commodities and save money. But it might also be squeezing out small business and instead driving prices higher. At least that's what some members of Congress are asking the General Services Administration. Larry Allen of Allen Federal Business Partners has been watching this scene unfold. He joins me now with his observations. And Larry, sounds like Congress is a little skeptical of the whole idea of category management.
Well, I think they are a little skeptical, Tom. I think this is probably one of those areas where GSA and OMB probably have not done the thorough briefing job on Capitol Hill that they should have done in advance, particularly to the small business committees in both the House and Senate. The letter you referenced came from the House Small Business Committee, signed by both the chairman and the ranking member of that committee. And it talks about small business concerns about category management, small business concerns that they're going to get squeezed out as the government implements this program. It's not the first time we've heard that. But the other thing I found interesting was that these congressmen are asking GSA to confirm that going to category management won't actually increase the contract prices that the government pays for things.
So the question is GSA able to do that?
Well, when you talk to the people at GSA, they insist that they're not going to develop mandatory use contracts through category management. You may remember that they had some mandatory use contracts for strategic sourcing, which was what came before category management. Those mandatory contracts, Tom, haven't worked out so well. No new ones being created. A couple of the ones that had been put in place are either done or are not going to be renewed. What GSA is saying, rather, is they may identify best-in-class or preferred contract methods. We saw OMB do this, in fact, with desktop and laptop computers a few months ago, where they identified three contracts for agencies to use for desktop and laptop buys.
So that's almost a return to the past in many ways, where there were some dominant contracts for those types of things going back to the 1980s.
Well, that's right. You know, we've been down this lane before, and I'm not sure that we're going to go all the way down again, but I think that's one of the reasons why the congressman sent the letters to GSA, so make sure we don't repeat the mistakes of the past. For people who have been around long enough to remember, and Tom, that includes you and me, we remember the Air Force desktop contracts that were mandatory use contracts for the Air Force, and lo and behold, the day after those contracts were awarded, all the non-successful companies came out with pricing and features that were better and lower than the ones the Air Force had just awarded. So the Air Force was locked into using an obsolete contract with higher prices from day one. And I think that's what we'd want to not have happen again. So there is really some good evidence to show that daily competition, like the type that you get through the GSA Schedules program, which was the contract vehicle Congress referred to in its letter, you get that daily competition among a lot of companies, and that keeps prices competitive, and it keeps service levels very high for government agencies.
So the irony is that making contracts mandatory, in the theory that all of the requirements are aggregated, actually doesn't necessarily help prices, but in fact making them non-mandatory might make their prices and everybody else's prices better.
Right, because what's the other thing that the government wants along with low prices? It wants innovation, Tom. And the only way you can get innovation and have access to innovation in the government is if you allow for more players to participate in the market. You don't lock your agency or multiple agencies into a group of selected vehicles that are going to offer you only one part of the equation, the low part, low price part, but not necessarily the innovative part. So if you want the full package as government, you want the innovation, you want the competition, and you want good pricing, you want to make sure that you are offering contractors the opportunity to compete every day and making sure that they understand they have to keep their levels of service high.
We're speaking with Larry Allen, president of Allen Federal Business Partners. And the other item I wanted to ask you about is this new transformation technology service, TTS, that GSA has created. Are they just shuffling the chairs that were already there, or is this something really new?
Well, on the surface, Tom, it looks like the transformation technology service is just putting a whole bunch of things that were already in existence into one home, if you will, one home inside GSA. So 18.5, the Presidential Fellows Program and the Office of Citizen Services and IT are now all constituent parts of this new service. What I've been told already, though, by people inside the agency is that the innovativeness and agility that some of these operations have shown has already slowed down a little bit because of the service being stood up. And that's the concern inside and outside of GSA. Okay, you want to give these people a home. You want to draw them all together. That makes sense and on a certain level to have them all have a roof over their head. But if you do that and end up standing up a lot of bureaucracy around it, then you are killing off some of the features that made the programs popular originally, and people hope that doesn't happen.
It sounds like there might be a few noses out of joint of people that were running those programs in the first place.
Well, I think this was a big surprise. Outside of a few people in the Office of Citizen Services, Tom, I'm not sure who else in GSA knew about this. People that I've spoken with in the Federal Acquisition Service and in other parts of the agency were as surprised as I think a lot of people in industry were that this new service was stood up. So everybody's going to kind of have to wait and see how it shakes out. It's only been about a week for this service to be alive, so it's fairly young. Hopefully the best parts of the programs that were serving some good innovative IT needs, particularly the 18F program, can continue on with that mission. But, you know, the bureaucracy beast at any agency certainly is something to be aware of.
Larry Allen is president of Allen Federal Business Partners. As always, thanks so much for that update.
Tom, appreciate it, and I wish your listeners good selling.
You can read more and share this interview with colleagues. Go to federalnewsradio.com/Federal Drive and click Share with Friends.